You're in the mix with Bart Cop Radio. Bush on drugs. Headline in today's USA Today. FDA on Canada drugs, no way. Feds threaten to stop illegal imports. The Bush administration warned Monday that states and cities seeking to import lower-cost drugs from Canada face legal action and financial liability. Well, now how is Smart going to pay back his HMO and his drug company benefactors if people are allowed to use their freedom of choice and buy the best drugs at the best price for them? We can't have none of that. When you buy a drug, the BFEE gets a cut. That's how it is. They own the place now. This is just like the mob in the 30s. Instead of paying $35 for some prescription drugs, you're going to pay $65, and that other $30 goes to the BFEE. If you don't like it, get your own army and overthrow the United States government. We're stuck with this guy because the Democrats refuse to fight back. They don't mind the Bushes terrorizing the whole country, well, terrorizing the whole world. They're just sitting there watching it happen. There was a time when the Democrats used to fight a little bit. There was a time when they used to be for the little guy. There was a time when they kept the government off the little guy's back. But no, that's all gone now. Can't have them Canadian drugs. Because when they go across the border, they get infected. Yeah, that's right. All those pills from Merck and Johnson & Johnson. When they go across the river, they get infected. And when they come back, you're going to die because they're not safe. Because Bush said so. Because his contributor said to say that. And Bush is on their little puppy leash there. They're going to get whatever they ask for from Bush because he needs the money. He needs the power. He can't steal all the oil in Iraq if he's not president. He can't be president unless he's got a lot of money. So he's going to put the touch on the drug companies, get a lot of money, get reelected, and steal the hell out of Iraq. Why did we end up with this situation? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a military guy that could run up against Bush? You know Bush is going to... In all his campaign commercials, he's going to have 10,000 brave soldiers standing behind him, clapping and cheering and saluting. And then they're going to cut to a picture of Dean. And behind Dean, there's going to be two fat guys kissing. Two guys with mustaches and beards kissing behind Dean. And then the announcer's going to look at the TV viewer and say, which vision of America do you want? And then your choice is going to be Bush in the military or Dean with two men kissing. I'm not against the gay people. I'm saying this is the tool they're going to use against us. It's going to scare the hell out of middle America, and Bush is going to win 55 states. I would really like to see Clark go up against Bush because he will out-military Bush. He takes away Bush's biggest card. But Democrats don't see it that way. They want a purist. They want a leftist. They want somebody from the Dukakis-Mondale wing of the party.
Can't you see it's a massive government conspiracy? Or have they gotten you too?
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com.
Got a few things to say about the new Rolling Stone. It's the one with the 500 greatest albums in it, which I consider to be a giant hand job. This is in no way, it's just a dumb list. The only reason they put this list together was they were trying to get people to argue about it, so they made it extra stupid. This isn't a list put together of the 500 greatest albums. It's a list designed to get publicity for the magazine, who I'm still mad at for not printing my interview. You know, I did about, I swear to God, it was about a six-hour interview over 3 days, I think it was, with this Rolling Stone guy who I liked. Yeah, I was going to be in the What's Hot issue, or it was the What's Cool issue for February 2002. And after all that time, their art department contacted me, wanted me to send them my art. Well, hey, I don't do art. I ain't going to send you a picture. So I sent them the logo, the Bart Cop logo. I don't know what they wanted. Send me your art. Yeah, I've done a lot of interviews with big magazines. I know what send me your art means. But anyway, after going through all that, then back then they were doing the Winter Olympics, and one skater cheated or something, and he either cut somebody off or used too sharp a blade or something. Anyway, one of the ice skaters cheated in a race, and there was a pileup, and he cut one of the other racers' legs with his skates, and that made, ooh, a big scandal. So they cut 6 or 8 pages out of the What's Cool section to expand Winter Olympics ice skating coverage, because we all know how big that is. So my big chance with to make it big in Rolling Stone, like, I'd give a F, you know what I mean? I wanted to get the 6 hours back, really, more than, I mean, sure, I'd like for the page to be bigger, but I'm not looking for fame. So I thought this would be a good way to get some more readers for the page, but no, they had to do their little skating thing. So they pulled me out, they said, don't worry, we'll put you in the What's Hot issue in August, but I guess I cooled off between February and August. Anyway, Rolling Stone has got the stupid 500 greatest albums, and what kills me, they let everybody and their duck get into the list, which seems stupid. I mean, granted, it wasn't called 500 Greatest Rock and Roll Albums of All Time, which is what it should have been. I thought Rolling Stone was a rock and roll magazine. Apparently, I was wrong. But instead of sticking to rock and roll like they should, like how they began, I guess Jan Werner, maybe he just needs more money. So he's after that influential jazz money and that extremely profitable country money. On this list I had, and I'm not saying these guys aren't legitimate artists. Hell, Miles Davis is on the list. He's got my respect. I don't even know too much about the guy. I just know he's held in very high esteem by the musicians. So, hey, I'll give the guy a break. But you got Miles Davis, Van Morrison, who was never my favorite, Al Green, Johnny Cash, Dusty Springfield, Patsy Cline. What the hell are these people doing in a rock and roll magazine? And the worst one of all is Devo. Granted, they were ranked 400 and something. But behind Devo, we had such giants as Cheap Trick, Police, Bob Dylan. You ever heard of Bob Dylan? Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, ZZ Top? No, they're not as good as Devo. No, ain't nobody as good as Devo. Rolling Stone, thy name is whore. But sometimes they print good articles, and that's where this started. When I read you a little thing they printed about the least favorite senator in the entire world, a piece of crap known as Pissquick, Senator James Inhofe, R. Pissquick. Here's what Rolling Stone said about Bush's man in the Senate, how Oklahoma's Jim Inhofe fights against nature. Capitol Hill's worst environmental record may belong to Senator James Inhofe, R. Okla. No, it's R. Pissquick. Point man for the GOP assault on the environment. As chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, Inhofe calls global warming a hoax and rejects, quote, harsh government mandates to improve fuel efficiency. He's an oil man from an oil state, so screw fuel efficiency. Let's send 130,000 men to Iraq every couple years so they can die in the desert for cheaper oil. Good idea. Good thinking, guys. He recently used his power to block limits on greenhouse gases, and he has refused to hold hearings into why the Bush administration lied to rescue workers after September 11th about the safety of the air at Ground Zero. Hey, we don't know those people nothing. Those volunteers that went down there and worked 24-hour shifts at a time who now are having trouble breathing, fuck them. We don't care. We're the Republican Party. Just because our screw-up caused the crashing of the World Trade Centers, no reason why we should be honest with the people that are volunteering to dig the bodies out. We're Republicans. We don't care. Inhofe's rating from the League of Conservation Voters, based on his environmental record, is a perfect zero. Quote, he wants to tear down environmental protection, says David Higbee of Environmental Advocates of New York. To get a zero, you really have to work at it to make sure you don't accidentally make a good vote by mistake. Boy, this is so right. This was written by John Moyers. Don't know John, but this is so right on. Inhofe is such a piece of shit. He will stay up late. He will climb trees. He will walk in the streets naked to prevent somebody from getting a fair deal. He is the biggest piece of crap ever. Have you ever been like to a stadium or a restroom in a park? You know, how you just drop in for a second? And as you're about ready to do your business, you look down, you see a little tiny turd that someone else. That's Jim Inhofe. That's who Oklahoma sends to the Senate every year. If Oklahoma had a choice between Jim Inhofe or Jesus Christ, they would go with Inhofe every time because he hates Clinton. That's his claim to fame. That's why he's number one in Oklahoma, because he hated Clinton. Son of a bitch.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
So it's good to be here wherever I am. Gosh, since I was here, we had a war. That's pretty fucking weird, huh? A war? Wasn't really a war. You know, a war is when two armies are fighting. So, I don't know if you could call it a war exactly. You know, the Persian Gulf distraction is more like it, I think. Pretty amazing thing, really. Bush turned out to be a major fucking demon. Who would have guessed? Remember when he was first president? He was the wimp president. Do you remember that? Cover of Newsweek. Cover of fucking Newsweek. Wimp president. Apparently, this stuck in this guy's craw a little bit. Guy was a dynamite waiting to go off. We surrender. Not good enough. We run away. Too little, too late. Call me a wimp. Come on, fuckers. Come on. Hold him back. Those guys were in hog heaven over there, man. They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? See, it says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, fuck, pull that one up. Pull up G12, please. Cool. What's G13 do? Big Sears weapons catalog. Weapons for all occasions. You know, I don't know. Once again, I was watching the fucking news that really threw me off. It depressed everyone. It's just so scary watching the news, how they built it all out of proportion, like Iraq was ever or could ever possibly, under any stretch of the imagination, be a threat to us whatsoever. But watching the news, you never would have got that idea. Remember how it started? They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard in these hushed tones, like these guys were the bogeyman or something. Yeah, we're doing well now, but we have yet to face the elite Republican Guard. Like these guys were 12 feet tall desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Yeah, well, after 2 months of continuous carpet bombing and not one reaction at all from them, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. And after another month of bombing, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed your fireworks show. It was so pretty, and it took our mind off of domestic issues. The Persian Gulf distraction. People said, uh-uh, Bill, Iraq had the fourth largest army in the world. Yeah, maybe, but you know what? After the first three largest armies, there's a real big fucking drop-off, all right? The Hare Krishnas are the fifth largest army in the world. They've already got our airports, okay, so I think that's the greater threat right now. Mr. Onion Head in Terminal C is scaring the shit out of me. Get him away from me. What an amazing thing, though. And the amazing thing, obviously, the disparity in the casualties. Iraq, 150,000 casualties. USA, 79. Iraq, 150,000. USA, 79. Does that mean if we had sent over 80 guys, we still would have won that fucking thing, or what? One guy in a ticker tape parade. I did it. Hey. You're welcome. Good work, Tommy. How'd you do it? I pulled up G12. It was in the catalog. Work like like a charm.
Well, that's our show for today. We're doing what we can under the circumstances. As I said in the opener, we got two broken studios. We're trying to make it work. We're doing everything we can. My credit card with my good credit has an extremely high limit on it. But money won't solve any of these problems. It's maddening. But we are trying. 24 will be better than 23. If there is a God, the studio will be fixed in a couple of days. But you know how I feel about that. So cross your fingers. We're going to make this work. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the subscribers. You are the ones that are producing this. We say Tommy Mac is, but we'd all be helpless without the $5 and $10 contributions coming in. And thanks to you pillars who are sending in more. See you next show. Thank you.